good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you live. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and this is the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a talk show with I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question and the biggest thing that's on the top of your head. And the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines right after the first break. So get all ready to dial on up. We started last Tuesday the series that I'm going to be doing. I was guided throughout the year of 2012 to do a series of three classes in three Tuesdays in a row. And we started last week, and this is the title of the series throughout 2012 is 2012 Survival Guide Tools for Transformation. And next week is the second class. And if you miss the first class, it doesn't matter because you get receive the MP3. If you sign up for all three of the classes, you get an MP3 of the class. Everyone does. If you sign up for all three or not, you get the handouts, the tools to continue to work with. We had really, really great feedback. And this is tools and attunements and energy exercises that I'm giving out that I have not given out before. I give away a lot of stuff free, but this is stuff that it's not it's new. I've been guided. I've been shown different energetic techniques, especially as the energy is speeding up and we really are feeling the shifts of that. It gives you literally tools for us to be able to adjust through it. And so throughout this whole year, they showed me an image of where going right down to the blueprints of our energy fields affecting our physical, mental, emotional bodies, in that we are widening and strengthening it so we have much more energetic flexibility. And there's an order here. So the first three classes, we're literally going down to our roots and getting grounded. And then we're dealing with the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. Then we're going to go off in the next series in the beginning of March about open up your intuition. So there's going to be three classes literally going into the third eye and clearing it out and showing you and teaching you other portals of intuition, where we all know the crown chakra and the third eye, but there's tons of portals of intuition. So we're opening up those portals. And then we're going to, again, go to every single part of your energy field. So we're redoing your house, your structure. You can think of your energy field as your house. And so think of it as a total upgrade and a remodeling. And this upgrade remodeling is going to help you literally adjust to the energetic shifts. And again, we've received really excellent feedback. And the class is really inexpensive because if you sign up for all three of them, it's $33 a class, so it's $11 a class. And you get an extra bonus, and the bonus is worth $25. So it's actually the class is like $8 for all three of them. So it's really worth it. And so you could check that out. And the next one is all about, which starts tomorrow from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you are not in the time zone where you can't listen live, you get the dial back number immediately so you could listen to it. And again, you get the MP3. So it doesn't matter if you can't listen to it and join us that day physically. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about stepping out of emotions and embodying feelings. And so we're really going to get into the map of consciousness as spoken by Dr. David Hodgkins. And then we're going to talk about what's the difference between emotion and our pain bodies and how we are at first so connected to the pain bodies and emotional body, and that you still can, that's the biggest people's block, their mental body and their emotional body. And it blocks them from manifesting. It blocks them from health. It blocks them from flow, feeling good, peace, bliss. And so we want to look at these parts of our blueprint, parts of our energy field, and activate, just get disconnected from them and upgrade us, ourself to what I call the feeling body. So we're going to discuss that in detail. And again, that's tomorrow from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you can't join physically, you can join and get receive the MP3s afterwards. And the last class is pulling it all together, living in the fifth dimensional body. And so this is where I'm going to describe what is the fifth dimension, where is the fifth dimensional body, how does it connect to the faster vibrational energies that are raining down on the earth now. And A lot of people talk about all the different dimensions, and one thing that I was really guided through this series is to make things really simple, because we are being, there's a lot of information out there. There's people that are saying there's absolutely 5 dimensions, 10 dimensions, 12 dimensions, 27 dimensions, and the way I see it, that our biggest thing, it doesn't really even matter how many dimensions that there are, because we're constantly evolving and seeing different stuff, and being, when we are energetically flexible, we have an understanding that that could be one person's point of view of how they're viewing the universal energy, but if we're constantly evolving, there's going to be, the information is going to continuously change and have some upgrades of our information of how we see stuff. So I'm going to talk about the biggest thing in getting connected to the higher dimensions. You could just talk about, think of the fifth dimensional body is the upgraded energy. We are constantly evolving, and so that is our biggest step to be able to open up our intuition, to be able to experience the laws of attraction, to really understand and embrace that our higher self and our higher dimensional energies are not somewhere far off in our energy field. We literally, that, and those energies are literally around us, they're in us, and we want to be living daily as if the angel having the human experience. And there are tips and tools and activations to help you do that. So that's those series, and I'm really excited about that. And so we have those coming up. And again, just a preview, the one that's coming up in the beginning of March is going to be about the intuitive portal, opening up your intuitive portals. And a lot of people are talking about feeling stuff, and I've been telling people that we're reaching a period right now where there's that saying, the elephant in the kitchen, where people avoid stuff and they don't want to talk about things because it's uncomfortable. I saw this image in my meditations where my guide showed me the elephant taking more and more form, where anyone that was in the kitchen was getting like kind of smushed against the wall. And the big message is, as throughout this year, as the energy speeds up, we're not going to be able to avoid those subjects that we want to avoid, those things, those uncomfortable situations. When the elephant takes total form and we can see the elephant, it's going to force us to have to address those things that we might be uncomfortable addressing. But if we look at it as that this is like a great big magnet going over us individually and collectively over the earth, and that magnet's pulling out blocks, it's pulling out illusions, it's pulling out old things that are deeply ingrained in our energy field, and that when they get pulled up to our awareness, we then can flip out of it, literally rotate out of those lower vibrational frequencies and plug into higher vibrational frequencies. So we want to discuss those things. So, and people, again, are saying left and right all over the world. I have clients all over the world, and they are absolutely noticing the shift since January 1st, that the energy is speeding up faster and that they're being forced to look at things. And also the theme of throughout 2012 is about relationships. And so this is all of our relationships. And I did a World Pooja show that's going to be out this Wednesday on worldpooja.org. I do a show there the first and third Wednesday of the month, and you just go on. I'll usually do Facebook and announce it. And so you go on www.worldpooja, P-U-J-A, and you could listen to my broadcast. And this Wednesday in particular, because it's the first Thursday of the month, Wednesday, I talk about the relationships, because this theme is that it's going to be affecting all of our relationships. So that means all of our relationships to our kids, to our partners, to our bosses, to our families, to our neighbors, to our friends. And it's a real invitation to looking at our relationships very differently. When I was studying shamanism, the first thing they taught us was that a lot of the shamans of the indigenous people saw that they were in relationship with everything. So they saw the trees as their brothers and sisters. They saw the mountains as, again, a relative. They saw the flowers, and they really had a holistic view that everything was related and that we're all connected. And that's a key for us to really understand and feel that way, because it really helps us step out of the ego, because our ego has it where we are all pumped up and that we're the kings of the earth. And as we do that, it gets ourselves really off balance. And so this is about getting back into balance, correcting our relationship. And it all starts with the first relationship, meaning our communication with our own energy field. And so that's why I've been talking for 12 years publicly as far as if when people say, Carrie, how can I read like you or tap into your intuition or how can you see how you see? I've been saying this for 12 years publicly. It all goes down to your energy field. Everything is energy. So the clearer and stronger your energy field is, the more you're going to be able to see and sense things. And so the energies that are coming down, and I have a strong thing about not telling people what to do. I can make suggestions. If they ask me, I will make suggestions. But this is where we're getting to a point. If we don't address the energy field, if we don't address it daily, it's literally like not taking a shower, brushing your teeth, and people are really starting to get it. I've had clients that have been clients for 12 years, and I've been talking to them and handing them out free energy exercises, really encouraging them that this would help the boyfriend come in, this would help the money come in, and they would listen, they'd say, yeah, they kind of file it in that round circular file, and now they're starting to come back, and they're starting to really realize, and said, Carrie, I understand what you meant 12 years ago about the energy, and I'm ready to do it now, meaning incorporate it and become much more disciplined, and they're really starting to dawn and to understand that by not addressing and cleansing and clearing your energy field and grounding yourself daily, that this is, it's again, not like not brushing your teeth and to washing your body. And that seems to shake people up when they think of that, that they could go 1 year, 2 years, or 10 years, 25 years, or they only do it once a week. So all of that information is on the website. And I heard my cue, and we're going to the phones. And so join us. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you could get to the phone now and call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and it is a live show today. I know I've had some sudden changes of events where things got turned around mid-flow, so I'd practice energetic flexibility, and I always thank you, Benny, for you are a very good me when things change suddenly. And so why don't we go to the phone lines?
Sure, you are quite welcome. And yeah, in the Seattle area in the last couple of weeks, you know, we had the snow and ice storm, so I have shoveled your driveway, Carrie, and we're going to proceed on with the show, because, you know, this is what I do. I warm up everything so it all melts. We're getting things good to go for you. And Jim has called in from Seattle. He'd like to talk to you. So Jim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Oh, hi, Carrie. This is Jim. I've been in business for a number of years, and just wondering what you see. I just seem to be spinning my wheels. I just can't seem to get ahead, and just wondering if you see anything in my path that's blocking.
Yeah, okay. When I look right in your energy field on the right side, Jim, and the right side to me is the what's happening right now in the future, and it's also connected to the male energy and the male lineage. And I see energetically it's like you have your head down and there's like a sense of reviewing, but this isn't new. I see you especially over the last 3 years, last 3 months, and think of right now from January to March, it's a real like a urgency, which at times can feel like emergency, where our body then starts contracting. When we contract, then we get more energetic static, then we get more confusion. And then when I see somebody with their eyes casted down, there's a part of energetically we want to look straight forward. But sometimes there's a time of reflection. So think of the last 3 months you've been doing reflection. Pay attention to seeing three or more threes, because it's a sign from your guides, your higher energies, that this is about increasing communication of all kind, including starting with the communication between your energy bodies. Because when I look at the mental body, there's a lot of, it looks like staticky energy, and that staticky energy can literally hold us in patterns. It's like being running and running and running, and you're sweating, and then you look down and you find you're on a treadmill. So this is about increasing communications in all kind. And that also means, as far as within your business, changing and adjusting things, and it doesn't have to be really super expensive. There could be very minor things that that in a way of saying stuff. I'm redoing a lot of my stuff as far as throughout the website, freshening up, turning things around, doing looking to see where I could bridge and connect with other people, and not just thinking in the metaphysics, where I could connect with a graphic artist and the graphic artist could help me in a different way. So I'm seeing that opportunity for you in big time, where especially from now to March, that think of this as an internal time for you to do what I call a Roto-Rooter cleaning up, where there used to be a commercial, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Think of Mr. Clean as in, he's a great big ball guy that is coming up to clean out the all aspects of the business. And especially when they go into the deep corners, Jim, it's like when I talked earlier about us having to face those white elephants or the elephants in the kitchen, this is where you have an opportunity of looking at worst fear and nightmares. And so taking head on, what does this mean? Do I want to stay in this pattern? Do I want to stay in this treadmill energy where I feel like I keep on running and not getting ahead? And then does it change me, who I am, if I don't want to do this matter anymore? And so what it does is it unconsciously you're putting energy into that. The business is weighing you down. You're bringing it up to your awareness, and then it's like dissipating the energy that is going out to unconscious, conscious patterns. So you know that you're feeling this energy consciously. Just imagine the unconscious patterns feeding that, and you want to break that cycle, because I'm literally seeing the energetic tubes that are going off and feeding that energy of having to feel like you're underwater, right? And so that goes back to having a really good energetic practice that you apply daily, and even if you put post-its where you brush your teeth and where you, before you go to bed, where you pause every, when the alarm goes off, pause and feel yourself coming into your body. Just really feel yourself aligned to that this is a new day, new beginnings, and you're increasing communications, because this year, as I said, is all about relationships, and that means changing our relationships. And what I also see you doing is cleaning the slate and allowing more business opportunities to come into you that is feels like a partnership, and helping each other out, and seeing where you could help out, and then the people help you out. So it's like a word of mouth kind of deal. And then it's going to lift the load, especially through March. And so look at, again, communication at all kinds. Look to see what needs to be, again, adjusted. And sometimes it's just a matter of changing a few words, changing some pictures around. You're literally breathing new energy into it, because when I look at the business, it looks like emotional waters around it. It looks like kind of when I see wetness around it, it means the emotions are starting to fill in the business, and it can feel heavy, and a lot of people are feeling that right now. They're feeling this kind of running in a pool of water, or running under, feeling underwater. So that's goes back to the mental, emotional bodies. And I do see the sun coming in, which represents golden opportunities, which represents heat, passion, excitement. And so it goes back to you redefining the business, how it looks, how it feels, how it senses, and literally imagine the stuff in the past, especially the last 3 years, is a process of pulling in, like I was saying, that magnet, pulling up old stuff that has to do, you could be seeing this playing out in the business, but it has to do with old patterns that go down since you were a young boy, especially how you were taught by males in your family of how you should direct your energy force, life force, and that you're disconnecting from that and taking what resonates with you and throwing what's out what doesn't, and that will absolutely breathe new life into the business. So March is not far at all, because what's tomorrow or next day is February. So think of February as a real time of cleaning house, literally, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even go to your home and see the clean out the closet times, and it's literally bringing new energy into the business. And again, pay attention to the communication of all kinds, because I see doorways, people coming in, and in the most unlikely places where you can make a connection, and it's bringing in new energy for yourself. And then I see as February and March comes around, it's like a great big load is lifted off your shoulders. And so it's, you're literally spinning yourself out of the dimension that you're in that feels like it's underwater and struggle, and you're spinning up into much more flow, and feeling like the times of the last several years are behind you now, and feel it behind you. Literally see it in your past, and that you're open into communication of all kind, and even talk to a communication either expert or somebody that's good with communication, an ad person or something along those lines, because I'm watching this outline that looks like a skeleton outline that you're starting to fill in the words, which means bringing in literal new energy into the business that feels fresher, newer, and we all need to do this at times, but they don't teach this in business school at all to looking at things energetically. Okay.
Well, one thing I'm facing is I'm involved in a litigation for the last 5 years, and that's been very parasitical in terms of my business, and it's over my company name, and you know, I haven't been able to resolve that. So
that's I can absolutely understand that, and I see that, and I'm also seeing, especially in March, that there's a breakthrough in that, and things could be really speeding around in February, where it might not be done and complete in March, but it's a major breakthrough. Imagine yourself like turning a channel, and now you're on a different channel, a vibration, and that allows breakthroughs where it's
in all directions.
Exactly. And any time, especially, Jim, where you feel like this is impossible, and I just heard a grandmother say never, where and more people are embodying that never say never energy, and I'm hearing more stories where people said, Carrie, I know you said never say never, and I can't believe this, but it really did happen. So this is a huge thing. This is where you're getting out of, especially the last 3 years in particular, the litigation really has had the energy contracted, and that will affect our business because your energy is doing a protective posture, and so it's pulling in, and so that creates a static, staticky communication. So it's like a radio station that has constant static. So you're clearing that out, and then things start really rolling in the litigations, and then through March through May, there's a sign of things really coming to a completion, and it's, you really feel like it's behind you. So, and that's going to be the huge release off your shoulders, you know what I mean, the responsibility on your shoulders, and that will help you breathe, and again, connecting to everybody. And really energetically see that litigation, again, behind you. Energetically, that's where we put, like, our history, let's say, or go into the left side of our energy field, which represents the past, and even if, see the whole thing in a ball. So you're bringing it into this one ball where you put all the energies into that ball, and what you're doing is you're consolidating your energy and not leaking energy to it. And so, and when you put it to the left side, you're literally opening up pathways to have things change in it. And so, it would be very helpful for you. Okay. This is the
Thank
year, the first
much.
Half of the year, where you're changing it and getting past the litigation, where there's going to be a meeting of the minds. I kept on seeing a round table that started out as a square table. That means to me, coming in with the square table means holding on to old ideas, dog eat dog, and now there's that round table means coming to giving in a sense of where people are willing to say, okay, I'm not going to hold on to this where it's going to drain me for the next 10 years or 5 years. It's a meeting of the minds, right? And it's going to be very beneficial toward you. So, and you could be the one that says, you know what? I can see I'm ready to come to a place where it's in communication, where there's some sort of offer, but it's not where you're, like, energetically, you have your head down and your tail is underneath your energetic tail between your legs means to me shame and all that. It's not about that at all. And I'm hearing my music, and so I got to go to the next break. And you, good luck. And if you don't have those free energy exercises, email me at union1111@yahoo.com and get those. Those will be very helpful for you, okay? And we'll be right back right after these short few messages.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge. And when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you can dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a good plan. We'll take now Kathy. She's calling from Evansville, Indiana, and she seems to be listening in around to everyone around her and seeing that everyone's kind of changing with their energies because there's lots of change out there and they're moving along with the sign of times. But unfortunately, her husband isn't changing as quickly. She's wondering if or when that might happen. So, Kathy, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Yeah, I know my grandkids are feeling it. They're over here a lot. And mm-hmm. even my husband's mother is feeling the energies, and we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But my husband just, like, he's got a hand up, you know, he's saying, no, don't
right.
include me.
Right.
And I don't know if he's going to eventually just get caught up in the energies or mm-hmm. how that's going to affect our relationship.
Right. Well, the biggest thing that you can do is be the example. And I had this in my relationship where the more I felt and worked with energy, the more I was going out and becoming more public because there was a part of I felt at first my job was to be a housewife, to be honest, and raise my children. And then the more I fell into the passion of it, the more I had to follow my passion and be able to be energetic, flexible. But the whole thing, Kathy, is that especially when it comes to partners, we want to bring them along. We want to carry them, and so energetically, and then we realize that we can't, that they have to do this on their own. So the biggest thing you could do is be the example. So he's surrounded by his own mother. He's surrounded by grandchildren that is there. So there's a power with that because the more the people that are holding the energy, it goes right through his ego, and his biggest thing is fear. And so when I look right at his third chakra, and it looks like it's blocked in this cement block, and his fist is like kind of banging down, and he turns into this 12 to 14-year-old child, and he's like insisting, like, my way, and it's all third chakra stuff, self-esteem, self-worth, and the bottom line is that there's fear there, so that cement block represents where he's blocked and stuck in that, the 12 to 14-year-old young man that is trying to adjust with the energies, and the energetics are all about flexibility, where that box means inflexibility. So when I'm looking into his energy field, that it, when it comes to especially May, June, I'm seeing him doing this 180-degree turn toward the left side. So that means to me opening up more to the receiving side, the feminine side, and there's can be some stuff from April to let's say January. I mean April, the A's, April to August, that obviously the light stuff is coming up to his face. So he can't ignore things. Those like synchronistic things. He's feeling the energy stuff. He might not even talk about it first because I see he put his lock in him on his mouth because there's a part of him that is almost holding on, that he wants to be right, that there's not shifting or whatever. And again, all this goes back down to fear. So the biggest thing you could do as a spouse is be, again, the energetic example. And that goes beyond, at times there's no words. I noticed with my husband, the more I try to interject with words or stories, or I'd be telling him different stories of different people, that how I saw in the energy shift, the more resistant he was being. And so the more I just got into being and showing him on an energetic level, the more he didn't resist it. So I would encourage you to do that, because there's a part where everyone has their own evolutionary experience. He obviously married you knowing and had the kids and even had the mother where that there was a good potential that they weren't going to be resisting the energy. So there is a part of him that is connected to that energy. Again, in May, June, I just see him having to look at stuff, and sometimes it could be frightening. I'm not saying that he's going to have a heart attack or die or whatever, but he could be noticing shifts, and in particularly with males, like buddies of his or neighbors, or hearing stories about males that are in, it's a story about change and shifting, and it's almost like one of those never say never stories where somebody does something that he would never in a million years see thought that person would be doing. And so he can't ignore that wherever he's going, he's getting a message of him changing his blocks. And that the biggest thing for you, not only doing the example thing, Kathy, is the non-infringement part. And this is one that I had to really digest myself, especially when we get excited about something. Non-infringing is where we don't push our energy or our thoughts of what they should be doing, because we literally push them in, we're pushing them in a corner in a way. And even if it could be our excitement, I did this with my daughter where I felt and knew and sensed what she should do after school, and it's in her energy field. She's a natural communicator. She's a natural healer. But meanwhile, I had this image of what I was doing with her energy, and I was backing her into a corner, and that was infringing on her energy, and that was not cool, even if it was my opinion of what she should be doing, and she has to experience her own experiences. So it can get tricky when there are spouses, you know what I mean? So it goes back to the more that you are the example, it helps. It goes bypasses his ego, which is the biggest block for him to step into the fear, understanding that it's fear. And at times, I used to, with my husband, I called it angel to angel talk. So I would connect to my angel self. I'd have like Archangel Michael come in as the mediator, where I wanted to consciously, and I verbally with intent said that create like an energetic shield. So if there's any direction of space at a time that I was pushing on his energy, that I wanted to dissipate, because I know that that's not cool. It just brings up their defenses. And again, I do see him shifting. But there's also part of you where I see you reviewing stuff, especially through February, March, where being able to ask yourself, how about if he doesn't change, and how about if he stays in this lower dimension, that what does it mean for you? Are you going to be able to stay in it? It was with me when it got to be where it turned into an energetic abuse. I really had to look at it with my husband. And and I'm not saying that is going to happen to you, but I'm seeing it's important for you to decide for yourself, is that it feels like we're running up and down the stairs when we're being around that lower frequency energy. As we become more and more aware, it's harder for us to go up and down the stairs, because when we're in that faster vibrational energy, it feels really good. It feels like we're at home. And so when we go down to those lower fear energies, it's harder for us to, it feels like we're underwater. And so that underwater feeling is not comfortable. So it goes back to being able to say, not project and think, oh my gosh, this means that we have to get divorced, just taking it one day at a time, just one hour at a time, and just keep on doing that being part. And then, because things will become crystal clear if he's going to be deciding to stay in this posture of not moving. With the way I see it, he has more energy in that he's going to break through and start making steps, but they could be slower steps than you want him to take. But the first major step that he takes will feel like he gets himself out of that cement block box, which is huge. That's a huge step for him, stepping into that light right direction. But walking through your fear, like the elephant in the kitchen, that if he decides to stay separated, what does that mean to you? You know what I mean? And then not thinking about it, but then also like burning it, like not thinking about it too much. You know what I mean? It's just like before things got very obvious that my marriage was going to have to end, I just had to look at it and say, I end up saying to my husband, I said, Rick, you're competing with God here, because he was trying to say, don't do this, you can't go out, you have to watch the kids, blah, blah, blah. And I said, this is not about me meeting somebody else, because he would just say all these different things. I said, you're trying to create this competition with God. And I said, who do you think is going to possibly win? This is an internal thing. This is something that's very personal, and it's a reconnection. It has nothing to do with anybody outside. It's about my inside part. So, and I'm seeing you embodying that. And embodying that, I was saying to myself that nothing or nobody can stop my journey to continue to go toward the light, to go to the higher frequency energy. And then I just didn't think about it anymore. You know what I mean? And I didn't like stay up at night saying, oh my gosh, how about if he doesn't? And so what it does is just dissipates any kind of parts in your emotional body that is literally creating an energetic tube that it's like an energetic patty cake going back and forth of come on, and then he doesn't. So it's like you're cutting that cord and allowing yourself to continue, and that goes back to being the energetic example. Okay.
Yeah, I know that feeling. He's always been his wife.
Yeah, you know, I can see that.
That's his.
Yeah.
His personal.
Yeah.
But at the. Right now, he's working a lot of overtime because they're really busy at work.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that because he's not here.
Right, right,
I don't
right.
feel the negative.
Exactly.
And yet he wants to get away from that job, but every time I bring up, well, he says, have you found anything, because I'm looking for him a job. But he's blocking me on that because he's saying, well, I don't want this, I don't want that, you know, and I'm going, what do you want? And he says, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's just miserable.
Right, right.
And it's just like, I can't wait till he goes to work.
Right. Well, that goes in when you realize, like, imagine a 12 to 14-year-old boy with, hormones going and just all that, trying to define himself and redefine himself and individuate. And so there's a part of him that's processing a lot of that emotions, and he's going back to that period in his life. And so that's where it could be a lot of, I don't know stuff. So understanding that and then saying, okay, that's just an aspect of him, and the more he decides to it's literally a soul retrieval. So he's going through visiting those aspects to be able to take what I call the pearls of wisdom of what our family and generation taught us, and really let go of those blocking programs, and then be able to realize that we literally are writing our own script by every thought, word, and deed energetically. So, and it goes back to how much is he writing. So if he's giving you that resistance, that's that patty caking energy that I was talking about. It's like being able to step back and say, well, come to me when you kind of, I'll help you when you could put words to what you're saying, but not doing it in a punitive way, okay? And I just heard my little ding of a bell, so we're going to be going to a break and wishing you great success, Kathy, and we'll be right back right after this short few messages.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour with those open phone lines. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Would love to. Let's take Bryn. He's calling in from New York City, and he has a great question ready and all lined up for you. So, Bryn, welcome to the Carol Connor Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi. Thank you. Hey, Carrie, it's Bryn.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Kind of okay. I wanted to ask a very specific question. I'm planning to do some kind of inner work on some issues I don't think I've been able to completely sort of resolve, maybe even since childhood now. But I want you to get a reading on this person I'm going to work with. Her name is Caitlin Williams, and she, amongst other things, she does EFT tapping and other things, and I'm going to start some therapy with her, so I just wanted to get a sense of what you see in that relationship.
I see it's good. I see that she's got a lot of blue-purple energy around in her. Her 45-degree right angle on her is open, which is a good sign, and there's definitely, it's like the star energy coming off of her hands and her heart. So that's another good sign. So I would say that she definitely came in for one of those regencies and lifetimes. Does she have like a set amount of time, or do you have a literally time map of how long things are taking or whatever?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just going to, start with her. I can't afford her too well, so I'm going to
probably
see her every other week or something.
Okay, that's probably what I'm looking at. Because what the biggest message with that is that, especially, Bryn, you've been in the healing arts. You do it, and it's always part of our job is to continuously work on ourselves. And what the energies that are coming down, bottom line, are we can really get to core root issues and clear them out and rotate out of those vibrations and get, release things that are deeply within our energy fields and, call it a day. You know what I mean? It's like miraculous healing, miraculous energy. And so you want to remember that, so it doesn't have to be long, because I was getting this message throughout last year, especially people like yourself that are energy workers and massage therapists and stuff, that we can go through this process of doing too much processing. And so we literally are in this part where we could go back and putting more energy into our old wounds. And when there's energy out, where to me it looks like we're spinning out or vibrating, and we are literally spinning out of that thing. So if we had you're spinning out and collecting all the cords that go to the abandoned Bryn and in all directions of space of time, and then cutting that cord so your energy consciously or unconsciously doesn't go back to the abandoned Bryn. And that's why I always talk about those two major themes that people work on, fear of being annihilated or right to life stuff. And so, and those are, there's all little subtitles. And so when we go to those issues, I find that it's like taking the cancer out of the energy field, and then it really allows the energy field to continue to recalibrate and recalibrate. So I was picking up on the money part, but you also could, I just keep on hearing bang for your buck, or just being able to get the tools. And a lot of the EFT stuff is even free, basic stuff. So taking that stuff where you could be kind of doing on your own and getting that down, and then getting right to the root of the issues. So I see that she's good, she's great, and that she gives you the tools to hand over, so you have a set amount of time, and you are embracing not too much processing. You know what I mean? So, and I've had discussions with people that are traditional therapists, especially people that have been in their 60s or 70s, and they are a little resistant to what I'm saying, because it's their job of getting into the therapy part, and so they're just trying to really adjust to that we can put too much energy into constantly addressing our wounded part. You know what I mean? So because our thing right now, especially for the rest of our lives, is embodying that we are our higher selves, and that our wounded aspects, it's not about denying, it's about looking at it, it's looking at our shadow, looking at the ego, looking at those wounded aspects, but then rotating out that that's an aspect of us, but the more we don't put energy into it, the more that energetic tube dries out, and that we remind ourselves that we are eternal, immortal pieces of God, Source, Creator. And so it's like really, literally upgrading the program, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks.
Very good. Have a wonderful new year, and great to hear from you, Bryn.
Thanks, Carrie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks, Bryn. And I think, Carrie, we have time for one more caller, and we will now take Monica. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington, and I appreciate you holding, Monica. She has a question about doing some internal work. She's possibly close to a breakthrough, but she's, maybe she needs a little more guidance from that. So, Monica, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. Actually, I feel a kinship to the previous caller, but I've done loads of work very quickly, and I feel like I'm on the verge of a breakthrough where I'm going to shift into that space of feeling at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I'm accurate on that, or if there's anything I need to do in support of that.
Mm-hmm. What I'm looking at in your energy field, Monica, the whole right side, especially of your second chakra, looks like it's totally under reconstruction. I'm literally even looking at the adrenals and the energetic ovaries and even the energetic uterus, creating in what looks like a heaven space, or a piece of heaven, and that's a real significant sign, because and there's a lot of light pinks in there, so that's about love and forgiveness, and this is about rebirthing yourself. And so, and the lower the chakras that it are, to me, when I read energy, the more you're bringing that energy down to the physical 3D world, which then becomes your experience more and more. So I can understand where you're feeling the energy of major breaks for, and especially there's a part of you when I look at the energy and turning you side to side, it's like 75% of the energy to 85 is showing me again this like you in this birthing place, that when you're in this heaven spot, just let's say that you're upgrading your energy field, and then it's like canceling out any of those old programs or emotional traumas that say different than you are a part of God, Source, Creator, made in the image of God, Source, Creator. It's like doing what I call the rotor clearing out, or like the old Pac-Man game where the energy goes in and bites the balls. It's like you're eating away in any direction of space of time, is what I keep on saying, because we are you're addressing the old ancient blocks is what it is. And so that what you're working on right now is the left side, the feminine side, how you define yourself as a female energy, receiving, ability to receive, and really clearing out past grief is what I hear of in pain, where it has to do with a lot of worth, self-worth, because I'm seeing you handed this ladle that looks all gold and silver at first. And so that's like a symbol of myself, of worthiness, self-esteem, and then the ladle has, you look down, it has these holes, it's like a drain, and I see you looking up and just being disappointed. So it's almost like when Oliver Twist in the movie play Oliver, when he asked for more porridge, and they said, more, like, who the heck do you think you are to have more? So there's a theme of that, and especially because you're using your voice and experiencing your voice, and so that's the part that I see that you're really embodying and embracing, and it's another form of soul retrieval, and when we recover those aspects of ourselves that have experienced trauma, and that you're bringing them back into the place of wholeness and wholeness and sense of completeness. And so that's a lot of good work. And I'd also say to you, as far as the processing too, especially when you said you've done a lot of stuff in a short period of time, there's a part where that germination or part of stillness, and it's literally letting the energy to continue to recalibrate. Because I always remind people when I do a session with them, whether it's a balancing where they know consciously we're going through the energy field and rebalancing it and healing it, or a reading is a balancing, it cannot be, because we're having an energetic exchange, and my intention and our agreement is that it's bringing the person back to alignment, right? And so it's a healing on many, many levels, a multidimensional healing. So there's a part of understanding that sometimes that stillness and that germination period is really important too, where a lot of times when people get connected, they feel like it's soul food for them, and they're so starving, and they just can't get enough of it. I remember doing this in the early, when my kids in the mid-80s, where I couldn't get enough books. It was like I was like Helen Keller, that finally I was blind, and I could see energy patterns, but I didn't know how to to bring it out into the words world in a way, or my world. And so it wasn't even about going public. This was a very internal journey for me. So then when I got stuff, I couldn't get enough words, and I couldn't get enough books, and I was getting books and tapes and this and that. And so it was a real downloading period. And so then there's also a period that my guide said, enough downloading, where I was given and shown this energetic technique since I was 3 that really strengthens the blueprints of the energy field. And that it was really important. It was time to bring it out to publicly. And so, and at first I resisted. So there was you might ask yourself, is this, do I need more teaching? Do you know what I mean? Because it's embodying the work. And so.